Sport Now, Warwick. Sorry for getting to you about a minute or two late, but that was fairly crucial information.
Fascinating interview it was, Hamish.
Indeed. In the AFL, Richmond beat Carlton last night at a largely empty MCG.
Hamish, just a bit different to the normal game one of the season. The desperate and dateless who normally put their teeth in and put on their best tracky dacks for this occasion left to watch on the telly as the players took to the field without a cheer squad and without a banner and with the club songs echoing off the empty seats. And if you don't know the reason why, check your pulse. The mentally tougher Tigers adjusted the fastest to this ailing environment, racing away with the game in the first quarter to lead by 31 points. And while the Blues rallied, mainly through Jack Martin, it was a powerful start to this most uncertain season since the Second World War for the defending premiers, a win by 4 goals. The Tigers had winners all over the ground, that lovely saying they have in Australian rules football, the latest Rioli, young Daniel, and in a continuation of one of the great Australian stories, Marlon Pickett, and tonight at an equally empty Dockland Stadium, Footscray plays Collingwood, Hamish.
In rugby league, Warwick, another former Olympic Stadium empty as the Cowboys get their first points of the season.
Yeah, Hamish, North Queensland's finest made the trip to the old Sydney Olympic Stadium where, with Jason Tumalolo rampant, they beat the Berries 24-16. The Cowboys did better at one of the basics of the game, holding on to the football, or ball security as it's known these days. And of course, the inevitable reward of that, whether there are 100,000 watching or none, is the scoring of more tries. It was 4-3. The Berries' third coming in the last minute, so a consolation variety. Now, Hamish, at 7:30, we've got basketball, we've got women's football, and we're going to look at another Olympic Stadium, which apparently is not going to be empty later this year.
Olympic news, Warwick. Australia is preparing as if the Tokyo Games are going ahead.
Hamish, that was the message from the AOC, heavies yesterday, sitting the mandatory 1.5 metres apart at a media conference where they denied the IOC was living in a bubble. Such assertions are being made by pesky interlocutors because of the message we've been getting all week. The global organisation has no plans to postpone this July gathering of 11,000 plus athletes and anyone else who might want to go to Tokyo. Australian athletes, therefore, all varieties are urged to train on, and as part of that, the Australian Cycling squad has been picked, 15 riders, 6 selected for their first Olympics and 2, Annette Edmondson and Matthew Glates are their third, who might, with not too many aeroplanes flying, as you've already spoken about this morning, they might have to give their other Australians a double dink to Tokyo. Overall, Australian athletes apparently do want the games to go ahead, but they'll know that it's in the laps of all sorts of others, including, the mythical inhabitants of Greece's tallest mountain, Hamish, the gods.
All right. In the W League, Warwick, the grand final is Melbourne City's to lose after dominating the season.
Hamish, the Citizens, who will play Sydney FC, finished on top of the home and away ladder, daylight second. They won their semi-final last week 5-1, and they absolutely bristle with Matildas, not the least the wonderful Ellie Carpenter, who races down the wing from fullback with the grace and speed of 1,000 gazelles. Although only 19, she seems to have been playing forever. She started her W League and international career at 15, and now in her first year with Melbourne City, looks set to be part of a premiership-winning side. All not bad for a youngster whose family left the farm just outside Cowra in the New South Wales Midwest when she was 12, so Ellie could pursue her football career, which to date has been all class. And I can tell you, speaking of all class, Hamish, in Cowra, RN blares out of the old radio up on the shelf in the old local drive-in bottle shop, and I've got to say, that is all class.
I'm sure you've been there, Warwick. In basketball, the Perth Wildcats have been declared the 2019-20 champions.
Yeah, Hamish, this was the only acceptable outcome after the Sydney Kings reneged on playing the last 2 games of the best of 5 grand final series. They didn't want to travel to Perth for game 4. The Wildcats, who'd won twice one away from home, in fact, were 2-1 up when the NBL, in the absence of one of the protagonists, was forced to cancel the rest of the grand final season. And yesterday, people in suits, rather than those in singlets, decided the ultimate outcome. Perth the champions for the third time in 4 years, Hamish.
Thank you very much, Warwick.
Good on you, Hamish.